Fidget hit, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
With Karen in the studio this morning. Hello.
Morena. So lovely to be here and to see you both in the flesh.
It's actually so great having people being able to come back into the studio now, and it feels like no time has passed at all, but also a long, long time. Hey, what have you brought us this morning? This is an exciting book.
It is really exciting. I've got Nothing to See, the new novel by Pip Adam, published by Victoria University Press. So I reviewed her last novel, The New Animals. I think it was 2017, 2018, and that was the book that won the Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize at the Ockham Book Awards.
It's got that very striking pink cover with all the kind of like cut-out things on it, doesn't it?
Kerri-Ann Lee did an amazing cover for that book, yes. And I think Pip Adam is one of the most thrilling, exciting, adventurous and interesting writers working in New Zealand at the moment.
Awesome.
And The New Animals was such a wild, fresh, crazy kind of novel, and I think it's really gratifying to see a writer who is still accelerating in what they're doing and pushing the form of fiction even further and the expectations of it and what it can do. This is, it's just really great to see her develop in that way. I just wanted to read out, Carl Schuker has blurbed it, and he's another writer who I admire greatly. He's another really exciting, interesting writer, and he has said about Pip, Adam has written in brutal minimalist depth about prisoners in New Zealand jails getting hairsprayed and set on fire, about superhero NZ army soldiers and post-debomb orgies having complex bisexual epiphanies on Bealey Ave, Christchurch. This is the woman who is making literature subversive fun in this country again.
That's awesome.
And I agree completely, 100%.
That's super cool. Also, those are some very, like, diverse themes going on there as well.
She just has one of the most fascinating, interesting, dynamic minds, and it's just channeled in her work. I just love this book. I'm not so interested in talking about plot of books, but this is quite a strange, bold novel. It's structured in three sections set over 12-year intervals. So it's 1994, 2006 and 2018. And when we first meet Peggy and Greta, they're in their
great early, names.
Great names, hey. They're recovering alcoholics, struggling to stay sober, they're flatting, and it becomes apparent that it is one woman who is splintered into two people.
Oh, wow.
And as one person, it's actually Margaret.
Wow, okay.
And they flat with two other people, Heidi and Del, and they're the same. So I guess this is a novel about spectres and split personalities and divided selves. And
it's such an interesting premise. I was just
really
like, my brain was just kind of ticking over that. They're like, oh, wow, okay, I've got it. Yeah.
It's quite mind melting, but really absorbing. So they attend addiction meetings and they volunteer at a charity shop, and later they work in a call center. They learn how to code and they become comment moderators on an American sports website.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow, this is so this is what I think Pip Adam does so well, is she's just like all these things that are so random, you know what I mean? But they're not really random because they make perfect sense in the way that she's written her story. But you're like, how would you think of those things, you know?
It sounds crazy, but we're in such safe hands here. We really are. It's just such a thrilling read. So Peggy and Greta have a really symbiotic dynamic and relationship. Heidi and Del, the other two, they're much more sort of antagonistic.
Right.
One thing I really love that she does in this novel is how the two of them, well, the character is very hyper aware of how people respond to them in public.
Okay.
Because people are quite freaked out by them. The general population has sort of perfected its blindness to women who have divided. That's one of the observations that they make. And they sort of try and make things easier for people because, you know, there's also the bureaucratic difficulties. Yeah. They only have one IRD number, one bank account, one birth certificate, so they're quite limited in what they can do. But I just love how she captures too the real hustle of trying to stay sober.
Yeah.
And what's at stake there and making the right choices. It's so tangible. It really...
It's awesome.
It's quite amazing. They're in this constant state of kind of back-burning anxiety in a way.
It sounds like a fascinating way of structuring a story like that, especially about something like sobriety. It's really, really interesting. Yeah.
It's kind of about surveillance, and it's about the effects of capitalism. It's about gender.
Yeah.
It's the kind of book that we need right now.
Awesome.
Really. And there's so much to think about.
Your note pages are dense, I have to say, Karen. They are some dense notes.
I've missed the note pages.
I've come prepared. It's pretty mind-melting, but it's so readable and compelling. And she's just so clever.
If people, came at it from the last book, The New Animals, will they sort of be surprised by this, or will it kind of be like, no, this is just classic Pip Adam kind of...
It kind of is, but what I love about it is that you sort of thought, when you're reading The New Animals, you sort of thought, okay, I don't know where I'm going, and then you kind of get used to the narrative, and then all of a sudden she veers you in this completely unexpected direction. And with this one, it's kind of similar. You sort of think you've clocked it, and then something else happens,
and
it kind of keeps you on your toes, which is just so cool.
Well, remind us of the name again of this book.
So it's called Nothing to See by Pip Adam.
Fantastic.
And it's available now. You get 10% with your B card.
Woohoo!
Lots to talk about with this book. I really want other people to read it. And
this is a good book club read, maybe.
It'd be a great book club read. Lots to talk about. So I'd love to hear what people think.
Fantastic. Well, they can pop into the shop and then let you know.
Have a natter.
Awesome. Thanks, Karen. It's nice to have you back in the studio. And
lovely
this
to be
sounds
back.
Like a great book as well. So thank you for bringing it this
thank
morning.
You.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly